is History Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there for free. While those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites, we do it free. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Again, that number, 800-259-9231. We'll start things out here tonight with a story that we mentioned last night. Never got a chance to get to it. Also coming up, we'll talk about a homebrew crackdown and pensions, those sweet, sweet government pensions, all on the way here tonight. Of course, your calls are primary. If you make them, you can call in about anything. Warsaw, Ohio, the Columbus Dispatch, reporting at dispatch.com. Strip club owner Tommy George rolled up to the church in his Grabber Orange Dodge Challenger, drinking a Mountain Dew at 9 a.m. in the morning and smoking a cigarette.
Classy guy.
Just rolled himself. Pastor Bill Dunphy stepped out of a tan Nissan Murano, clutching a Bible in one hand and his sermon in the other, a touch of spray holding his perfectly coiffed dew in place. Inside the New Beginnings Ministries Church, Dunphy's worshipers wore polyester and pearls. Outside, George's strippers wore bikinis and belly rings. Both men agree it's classic sinners versus saints, but George says it's up to America to decide which is which and who is who. Dunphy says God is already chosen. Dunphy says to the pastor, Tom George is a parasite, a man without judgment. The word of Jesus Christ says you cannot share territory with the devil. The battle that has heretofore played out in the parking lot of George's strip club, the Foxhole, a run-down garage-like building at a Coshtecon County crossroads called Newcastle, has shifted 7 miles east to Church Street. Every weekend for the last 4 years, Dunphy and members of his ministry have stood watch over George's joint, taking up residence in the right-of-way with signs, video cameras, and bullhorns in hand. They videotape customers' license plates and post them online.
Oh, my.
And they try to save the souls of anyone who comes and goes. Well, now the dancers have turned the table, so to speak, fed up with the tactics of Dunphy and his flocks. They say they finally accepted his constant invitation to come to church. It's just they've come wearing see-through shorts and toting super soakers.
What are the super soakers for?
I guess to assist with the see-through shorts.
To shoot each other's tops.
Other girls, okay. Yeah.
They bring lawn chairs and, yesterday anyway, grilled hamburgers, Monster energy drinks, and corn on the cob. They sat in front of the church and waved at passing cars, but largely ignored the congregation behind them. Likewise, the churchgoers largely ignored the dancers, except for Stan Braxton. He stopped and held hands with Lola, a 42-year-old dancer who made $200 on her Saturday night shift, and prayed for her salvation. Lola, who wouldn't give her last name, says she was grateful for Braxton's prayers and his time. The women don't come here, after all, without their own version of religion. They bring signs with scriptures written in neon colors. Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. Revelations 22:11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. So these are, I guess, religious strippers that have come to...
Everybody's kind of religious, you know. I mean, we were raised in this culture, and, you know, there are verses for anything you want to do.
Mm-hmm. So Greg Flagg is the executive director of the Ohio Owners Coalition, a group of show bar and club owners. He called the women's protest extraordinary, saying he's never heard of anything like it in the country. And I have to say, I haven't either. Normally you hear about the churches out protesting either a strip club or like a porn store or something like that, and you never hear the reverse.
I tend to believe that this strip club owner has gotten sick of it and that he's paying these girls to be out there. That's what I tend to believe.
I don't know about that. I mean, if the girls are losing customers, they're losing money, so they're going to be incented to go out and do something.
Indeed.
To turn it around.
George said
it's awfully early on a Sunday morning, though.
That's true.
He says the protest has been a long time coming. He sued the church in federal court several years ago, claiming a violation of his constitutional rights, but he lost. Now he said turnabout is fair
play. I have to say the church has the right to be on the right of way and you know, preach whatever they're preaching. I think that, taking customers' license plate numbers and putting them online kind of crappy, but I don't see a problem with that either.
George said the protest has been a long time coming. He said turnabout is fair play. When these morons go away, we'll go away, said George. The great thing about this country is that everyone has a right to believe what they want. He said his club operates within the law. Dunphy said it does not, that it must close at midnight instead of its regular 2 or 3 a.m. The prosecutor in the county said Friday only that he, the sheriff, and the city prosecutor are aware of the situation. Gina Hughes spent the morning soaking up the sun in her striped bikini, mostly oblivious to the fire and brimstone being preached in the tidy church building. The 30-year-old married mother of six says she's danced at the Foxhole for a decade.
Mother of six?
Yep.
Wow.
And holds the title of house mom. That means that even though she still dances, she also watches out for the other six women who work there. She says she makes $2,000 a week. Hughes says, not too shabby. Mm-hmm. Hughes says, these church people say horrible things about us. They say we're homewreckers and whores. The fact of the matter is, we're working to keep our own homes together and to give our kids what they need. And really, it's not fair to categorize all strippers as though they're just trashy or whores or whatever mean and nasty names are being thrown
out. Well, it's a nasty, whore is a nasty name for somebody who provides a service that someone else asked for and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could say whatever you want about that, but I can see why some women don't like the idea of their husband sneaking off, but that's not the whore doesn't necessarily know that. The hooker, the prostitute doesn't necessarily know that the guy is married, and I don't see why she would care. It's not the hooker's fault that your husband goes to the hooker. It's you and it's your husband's fault, and you and he need to be working that out.
Indeed. Wasn't there a story in the Bible about Jesus and a prostitute?
Yeah, I think he told her to go and sin no more. He said he is without sin, cast the first stone.
The preacher says it's not that simple. He said he consistently offers the women help and a chance at redemption. I tell them I'll put a roof over your heads and your bills will be paid and your children's bellies will be full, he said, if they don't come inside. The first few weeks, Dunphy piped the sermon outside, but that agitated them,
right.
He said.
Well, a roof over your head isn't really much of an offer when a gal's making $2,000 a week. You know, I mean, she's making more than anybody in this room that I can think of.
Damn right. He said that made them dance in the streets when he piped the sermon outside. He said their presence has united his church members and reinvigorated their mission to shut down the club. They have now seen.
See, this is real Christian to go after somebody's business.
Yeah, digging your heels.
If you want to preach to these people and change their lives, that's one thing. It's another thing entirely to shut down somebody's. Try to use the law to shut down somebody's business. I mean, Jesus was a revolutionary who broke the law and was crucified for it. Now you want to use the law in order to go after somebody else. Jesus hung out with thieves and prostitutes. You want to shut them down.
Dunphy,
you know, what's it say about your church?
Dunphy said, they've now seen the evil firsthand. This has just made us stronger. The owner of the strip club, George, laughed at that notion. He said, they're just mad because their wives won't let them come to my club. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you think the strip club has made the right move here? I mean, they've been protested for 4 years straight. By the members of this church hanging outside of their property on the street in the public area. They've been photographing people's cars, license plates, posting them publicly. Did they make the right move here, or should they have just essentially have they kind of stirred up the hornet's nest even more, or is it did they realize that that this was never going to end, and so why not go ahead and strike back? Do you think that this was the right move?
At 4 years, I can't see what else they could do. Maybe what they've done is they'll get the county prosecutor or whatever, who has largely ignored their two hours past curfew, whatever thing that's going on there. Maybe they'll get him all riled up. I don't know, but I see nothing wrong with it. I can't say that strategically I know one way or the other. I kind of like their chutzpah for it. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Chutzpah,
whatever. I'm not Jewish.
You know, he could have built maybe a fence around his strip club in order to help give his clients some privacy.
There is a fence around. I've actually seen a photo of the outside.
But they have to go through the across the right-of-way in order to get through the fence.
They're just waiting outside of the fence, basically, to snap photos. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome on this, or you can bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free, including our webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and you can chat, because our chat room is built into the very same page. So go get interactive and enjoy the program all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam Brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there and up to 99% off of list price. They can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. But if you don't, run some big computer business that needs optical transceivers, you can also check out their great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. Either way, MemoryDealers.com brings the CAM at cam.freetalklive.com to you, MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We started the show out with a story from folks over at the Dispatch, Columbus Dispatch, about a strip club owner who has called out his strippers, and they've gone out on a Sunday morning to counter-protest the church that has been protesting their strip club for approximately 4 years straight, I think on a weekly basis, for four solid years, photographing their clients' cars and license plates, posting them publicly in order to shame people into not going to the strip club. And I'm just wondering, if somebody out there is religious, what's wrong with strip clubs? What is it? I went to church for a long time when I was a young lad, and I stopped going probably when I was about 16 when I became an atheist. I'm no longer an atheist, but I'm just curious. I don't recall from the Ten Commandments that there was some sort of prohibition against getting naked.
Well, there's a prohibition against lust. If you've lust in your heart, it's the same as having lain with a woman.
Lust meaning you want to have sex with a woman? Is that
that sounds right to me? Yeah.
So now, can a woman lust for a man? Or
I would assume. Yeah. 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 I would agree with that.
So wait, yes. A woman can lust for a man, yes, or cannot?
Can.
So it's okay for a woman to lust after a man, but not
no.
for
a woman can lust.
So therefore, she would violate the lusting thing too.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I guess you could point out that that a woman stripping in a sexual fashion would possibly create feelings of lust in a male. I suppose that's certainly a possibility.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
You know, from a religious standpoint, I get where these people are coming from, but I think they're going about it in the wrong fashion. They are not approaching these people with love. They are not they're not coming forward the way Jesus would have come forward. They're not acting in a Christ-like fashion. Jesus wouldn't have protested anyone, wouldn't have yelled epithets, wouldn't have tried to, videotape people's license plates. At least that's not the way I see it.
Now, did you say the lust thing was a commandment?
It's
just some passage in the Bible somewhere.
It's something that Jesus said. Essentially that, fornication is wrong.
Unless you're married. Well, then it's not fornication.
It's not fornication, right?
So you get lust after your wife.
Right. So he said that essentially, you're saying you're without sin, talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious and governmental leaders of his time. He's saying that you think you're so much better than everybody else, mm-hmm, but I tell you that if you've thought about hurting someone or killing someone, if you thought about laying with a woman, that you as good as done it. I mean, you have sinned already.
Isn't that kind of just a crazy thing? I mean, the idea that this God, right, this all-loving daddy God up there in the heavens has created these people, us, in his own image, and in theory has created everything about us, all of the emotions and the feelings and the spectrum of the options of the things that we can do and feel and think, and that if you believe that God is the creator of all this, that he must have put all that in place. And so wouldn't that mean that he created lust? Wouldn't that mean that it was God's creation to essentially make it so that human beings want to get together and do the old in and out?
I guess that the Christian version of that would be that the God may have created it, but he created it in the form of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he told Adam and Eve to not eat of that tree, lest they shall surely die, which they didn't, not until much later, like hundreds of years later. But, be that as it may, so when the serpent, the talking snake, the devil, comes along and says, Eve, eat of this tree, and she does, she brings sin into the world. It's the same as the Pandora. There are several myths in that general vicinity where some woman brings destruction into the world by doing something she shouldn't have done.
How come it's always the women? What's up with that?
Well, because they on the social strata at the time, they would have been the ones that were easiest mark.
So let me see if I'm following this. So the idea is that God, this all-knowing, all-powerful thing, entity, creates everything, including the devil, right? Because the devil wasn't
Correct.
Created alongside of God, that God is, and then he created everything by their perspective. So if God is all-seeing and all-knowing, then he must have known that Lucifer would fall from grace and, you know,
he knew that.
Go and do all these things, and he must have known that the temptation would be so great for Eve.
But one could say that since he, you know, he has control of all the variables. He's God, right? Like, so in his creation, he exists throughout time from the beginning to the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. So he knows the start and the outcome. So by his creation of Lucifer, which he knows is going to happen, you know, he is the cause. So you can say that the baseball broke the window, but it's really the guy who threw it that broke the window, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, if you throw the baseball knowing the baseball is going to break the window, you broke the window.
So
if you create Lucifer knowing that Lucifer, the light, as it were, is going to bring sin into the world, then you created sin.
Yeah, so he created the circumstances, he created everything. I mean, if you believe this all-knowing, all-seeing God theory, which, don't most Christians believe that?
Yeah, that would be what I was taught.
You know, if you believe that means that your God created the devil that you're so afraid of and knew that the temptation would be great enough to tempt his own creations into lusting and doing whatever they weren't supposed to do.
I think all that's fine and dandy, right?
You're stuck with all these emotions and feelings and things you aren't supposed to be feeling.
I think all those things are fine in the sum total of it. If God created this test to kind of show that good will triumph over evil and all that stuff, and that's what a Christian would say to you is in the reasoning for doing that. The problem with it is taking your children who may or may not pass this little test that you put forward and throwing them into eternal torment. Like, it's one thing to have the test. It's another thing to take the people who fail the test and torture them in a manner unseen on the planet. If I were to, you know, put a test upon my son, he would pass or fail. But if in failing I decided to take a pair of diagonal cutters, some dikes, and cut his little fingers off because he failed, my punishment would be nothing compared to what God is going to do to your butt if you don't do exactly as the Bible says, according to the Bible.
Them.
I mean, you know, that's the crazy nonsense that it turned into. With Constantine, there wasn't really much talk of hell prior to the third century. It's really a creation of when the pagans were brought in.
Sounds all very loving to me.
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. If you are of the religion that we are speaking, you're certainly welcome to comment or bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black
Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam is here from obscuredtruth.com. Make sure you head over there and enjoy his great video work, liberty-oriented video documentary kind of news package-y sort of stuff. Head on over to obscuredtruth.com. Our website, freetalklive.com. Features there are free. We've got listening options for you. Live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, webcam. Listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. Go get all the details. Get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, and sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. As we continue, we're going to take your phone call. Started out the show talking about an interesting counter-protest as some strippers gathered outside of a church recently on a Sunday morning to protest in bikinis. The church, because the church has been protesting the strippers and their strip club for something like 4 years, and that kind of led into a conversation about the Christian religion, the mainstream Christian religion, and what they believe about lust and the idea of hell, and the discussing that this all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipotent God supposedly created all of this, that he created this Satan character, this Lucifer character, and then that character went down to interact with the Eve character. And if God is all-seeing and all-knowing, he must have known that she was going to choose to eat the quince or the apple or whatever the heck it was.
The fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
The fruit of the tree. And then all of a sudden, then there's all these problems that are created, and now it's this test. But is it really a test? Because if God is all-omnipotent, doesn't he know who's going to choose lust and who's not? Who's going to violate the Ten Commandments and who's not? Doesn't he already know this? So isn't he essentially pre-damning people to a fiery torment?
Seems that way to me.
I don't know. I would like to know from a Christian listener at 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to Paul. Not sure what his religion is. Paul in California, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Hey, I consider myself a Christian, I think.
Okay.
So I guess the first question is, do people have free will? And I think most Christians would say that they do. So if you were to ask me, would it have been possible for Eve and Adam to never have eaten the fruit and for everything to be perfect forever, I'd say yes, that was possible.
You know, this is one of my favorite topics, Paul, is the sort of the dichotomy between do people, individuals, have free will and an omnipotent, omniscient God.
Mm.
Does God exist outside of time? Can he look at the beginning and the end of time?
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that's one thing that's very difficult for us to wrap our minds about.
It certainly is. And let's not forget that if I don't wrap my mind around it, my ass goes to hell, and I am tormented forever and ever.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
Okay.
I can't wrap my mind around it, that's for sure.
Oh, but I just have to believe it with faith. If for whatever reason I can't wrap my mind around it, and I choose to reject it because I don't believe it, then I go to hell. Is that right?
I don't think firstly your salvation depends upon whether you believe God is outside of time or not.
I think it does. I really think it does.
Wait a minute, where were you going with your question mark about being outside of time?
See, if God is outside of time, that he knows what's going to happen. If, for instance, I throw a baseball, and I know that baseballs go straight when I throw them, but I find an oddly shaped baseball that has like a wing on it, and I know that that baseball is going to, even if I throw the baseball at the catcher's mitt, it's going to whip off and catch the third baseman in the forehead, and I know that's going to happen, but I throw the baseball anyway, and I say, hey, that baseball had it just like anybody other baseball, so, you know, I've created the baseball. I know what it's going to do. God creates.
And I think that's an important distinction, though, because I don't think that we're created. I think we're created with the ability to choose in a way that, and whether you say that, you know, I can understand that, and that kind of paradox used to bother me a lot when I was younger too. And I'm okay with people who say, you know, if this is the way you want to think about it, that God doesn't know the exact thing that you're going to do. He doesn't know every detail of the future. You know, I'm comfortable with that theologically.
So then you don't believe
it. If you really think about what it means to be outside of time, I would say, think about it this way also, that all of time, all of history to God is an instant. So it's almost like, It's not.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What's happening in the future?
Hold on. You're putting your perspective in what would feel like to you, perhaps, if you were in that position.
Yeah.
I mean, it's God, right? So God could very easily take that instant and zoom right in and see what Paul is going to do next, because he's omnipotent. So either you believe that God is omnipotent and knows all and sees all, or not. So which one is it?
Well, I think omnipotence is a. And omnipotence doesn't mean God can't do X, where X is anything, is true. I mean, there's the old...
Whoa, run that by me one more time. I'm sorry. Wait, I'm a little slow. One more time, run that by.
I don't think that omnipotence means the statement God can do X, where X is anything you want to put in there, is true. I don't think that's a statement of what omnipotence means.
I think that's exactly what omnipotence means.
There's the old statement of, you know, can God make a rock so big that even he can't move it? And obviously, the answer is no. I mean, I would say the answer is no. So you can't... You know, if the rules of logic as far as time and outside of time go, which my mind is way too feeble to wrap my brain around, but if that prohibits, and the laws of free choice and causality prohibits a certain action, then God can't do that. I mean, you can't violate the rules of logic.
What?
I'm of the opinion. Yes, I agree. You cannot violate the rules of logic. However, I think the Bible does it with the, or at least Christianity as it exists 2,000 years later, after Christ, does do that, and it has the expectation that I will allow that to happen in my mind, and the prohibition of me attempting to logic it out, and if I do, the damnation to hell for the all of eternity. Right.
Well, I don't think that logicking it out, like I say, is the basis, has anything to do with that. But let me say that I think that if people have difficulty handling this, I'm perfectly fine with people saying God doesn't know every detail of the future. I think
so therefore God is not omnipotent. By your belief system, you do not believe that God is omnipotent.
I don't believe you can say, just ask the question, can God make a rock so big he can't move it? I mean, it's silly, but, you know, the statement...
How about this question? How about another question?
Yes, God is omnipotent. I would say, yes, God is omnipotent, but that doesn't mean God can do X is always true.
How about this question?
Hold on, wait, before you question, can we define omnipotence here?
All powerful.
Because you're right. Omnipotent, having unlimited or universal power, authority, or force, all powerful. Unlimited power or authority. I mean, yeah.
Within the rules of logic and within
rules?
The nature
God
of God.
God creates the rules.
Yeah. How about the rules of morality? I want to move back to the creation story real quick. God
sure.
puts a bunch of trees into a garden, and one of them he stacks full of poison that will surely kill you. If I were to take a bunch of little wads of hamburger and put them around my kitchen floor, and in one of them I put rat poison, and then I encourage my dog to eat of all the of all the hamburger I've made for you, but not this one, and she does, like, what kind of sick weirdo am I?
Well, I think your dog probably has a little bit less capability than a person does, I would hope.
These people were like
also,
5 days old.
The capability to choose is fundamental to having a free will, right? If you can absolutely do nothing wrong, like the minute you take a baseball bat to somebody, it turns into a wet noodle, and there's absolutely no way for anybody to harm anybody or do anything, the ability to make real choices that have real impacts or to really love or to deal with any of these things goes away.
I agree with that.
You're essentially have no choice.
But you don't need a magic tree that kills you to get there. So I guess I've got this question. Here's where it all comes down. Do you believe in a judgment day?
Well, it probably depends on what you mean by judgment day.
Is there going to be a moment in time when God decides whether I go to heaven or hell?
I think there's a time when, you're separation from God. I consider hell to be separation from God, and I think that people choose to be separated from God and evolve away from God, or people choose
separation
to
from
God's
God. A nice way of saying eternal torment that God designed. Hold on, I've got another question.
We'll go back a little bit farther in a moment, and I know Sam's been chomping at the bit here to jump in. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the fact that we give you the features on the site for free, then you can voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, as well as bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and you'll learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and the amp-only commercial-free podcast. Go and get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options available as well. All of it at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Paul on the line here from California. We are talking about religion, specifically the Christian religion, and the dichotomy, I suppose, the contradiction. That on one hand, the Christian religion types tend to believe that God is supposedly omnipotent, all-seeing, all-powerful. On the other hand, they also claim that you have free will. So how can that be? How can we reconcile that? And I know, Sam, you want to take it to another level here. We'll do that in a moment. But Mark, you had a question for Paul, and Paul's back with us here.
Yeah, Paul. So I asked you if you believed in a judgment day where we all sit at the feet of Almighty God and he decides, you go to heaven. You go to hell. And it's become convenient recently to call hell separation from God. You know, in the Bible, they've got passages about the place where the fire isn't quenched and the worm dieth not.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of visions of Paul that have all sorts of things that I think it would be pretty silly to take literally.
Okay, whatever. I mean, whatever you want to call hell, my understanding is it's eternal torment. But you know, whatever you want to call it.
I think it's kind of like I was going to say. You know, it's kind of like actually I thought it was a good analogy. It's kind of like you say I don't like water because you drink lots of soda and you drink lots of fruit juice and everything like that. But then you know, if you actually didn't have any water in the fruit juice or the soda, you know, it wouldn't be so fun anymore. And I think that people don't realize, I think that being completely without God is a very bad place to be.
I think that, I think the backflips that Christians do in order to believe in this 4,000-year-old Bronze Age religion is bad. Like, I think that it causes them to not move forward in their thinking. Like, they always have to kind of get it around this this particular, you know, religious philosophy. Now, I believe there's a God.
I think I thought pretty honestly about things, and, you know, I don't agree with everything, you know, say my parents do or something from a religious perspective. I mean, I had things that I disagreed probably with most Christians on, and I thought through things, I think, you know, pretty clearly on my own. I mean, I'm not just following dogma.
Well, you know, it may not be dogma that was taught to you, but you're still referencing this book, which was put together in the 4th century by some people hired by Constantine, essentially, to come up with a cohesive religion.
But
let me go on before you go, before we get into it. Let me go on with the idea of the of Judgment Day. So here I sit at the feet of Almighty God, whom I have searched for. Like, you can tell I've got some religious knowledge, right?
Yeah.
I've searched for all of my life, just trying to get my understanding of God. And here I sit at his feet and I say, God, you know, I've rejected your son as my personal savior because I believe that I am a child of God and that I am the only one that can save me. And if that's what it takes, if that's going to cause me to go to hell, I'm going to take it. But before I go, God, I want you to understand that you created the world that I exist in. You provided me the knowledge that I have in order to make this decision, and now you're going to cast me away. Your child, the child that you loved at one point, you're going to cast me away from you for eternal torment. Now go ahead, Big Daddy. Now, is your loving God going to do that crap?
Firstly, I'd want to unpack more what you mean by, you know, I'm the only one that can save me and all of that, because I think that sometimes people use different words to describe some of the very similar things. But anyway, regarding the second part about, you know, decisions, you know, take it to somebody, not you, consider somebody who really has, you know, completely rejected God in every sense, you know, Hitler, we'll say, and completely made every decision to be evil towards their fellow man and in every possible way. You know, I don't think that those decisions were purely the result of the environment that they were in.
Hitler made his decisions. Hitler made his decisions because he believed the Jews were bad people. I mean, how many American soldiers have they given a gun and say, Jesus wants you to shoot the yellow man. Get on out there. I mean, they're making their decisions based on race and, you know, ethnicity and all that other stuff. And they're just doing what they're told. Hitler was only the product of the times.
Well, I think there's some evidence.
I think Hitler went to heaven.
Used some things as convenient tools rather than necessarily really.
Politicians do that crap all the time. Are you saying all politicians go to hell? Because I'd love to hear that.
Well, I'm not going to say all politicians go to hell. but, I mean, yeah, I think you're responsible for, and I think, yes, the environment you're in, you know, the brain you have, everything affects your ability to make decisions. And so that's why I think you can't look at necessarily purely the outward behavior of somebody and know for a fact what they're dealing with. I think that when, you know, too much is given, much is expected. And I think if you're in a really horrible situation, you have, you know, in every way, I think what little you can do with that is, you know, creditable to you, even if the end result doesn't look that great to somebody from a better perspective.
Okay, so I've been listening to this whole conversation over the last couple segments.
This is Sam.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing is you guys argue semantics under a paradigm that you admitted in the beginning you don't really understand to begin with. The whole time thing, and God is in this fourth dimension where time is a single instant, it's not this continuous long thing the way we experience it. Well, the problem with your argument of, well, why would God give everybody free will if he knows what's going to happen? Well, the answer is both things happen. The person chooses right in some instances, and the person chooses wrong in some instances. I think what you guys are doing is getting stuck in the bogged down paradigm that there's only one instance, that there's only one reality, that there's only one universe, when in fact there's a lot of support that shows that there are all, you know, an infinite, this is a universe of infinite possibilities. So, you know, with the baseball,
you know, splitting universe idea.
Yeah, well, so, with the baseball, the guy threw it and it broke the window. He threw it and it didn't break the window. So what's God going to do? He's looking at this across all the different universes, all the different possibilities, and all of them have been selected. So he can sit there and focus in on the guy who threw the baseball and actually broke the window, and, oh, I'm going to punish you and send you to hell. But that's because, you know, if he actually did that, all he would be doing is going around focusing on the negative. What's the real point in that?
I guess that's not really where I'm coming from, Sam. What I'm trying to say is that if there is a God, God doesn't send people to hell, not even Hitler. And that the God that the Christians have is, in fact, an angry mountain God from 4,000 years ago. That's what I'm trying to say. And I'm just trying to break that paradigm. Look, I believe there's a God, and I believe he loves you. I just don't believe that 4,000-year-old people that saw visions in the desert and crap are the only people that have access to this God. I believe God travels around inside of you, and he communicates with the God inside of other people.
Yep.
Well, I think a lot of people call that the Holy Spirit, or I would. I mean, I think God does communicate with people. And I do. I also think that, you know, they're, I mean, what's the, I was going to say, what's the alternative as far as, you can't have somebody that completely, you can't have Hitler. Let's say you were all were to create, and I were to create a libertarian paradise somewhere in New Hampshire. And everybody that moves there, you know, is willing to by the non-aggression principle. Okay. And you say, well, what about Cynthia? Or what about, you know, someone worse than her? But she's going to be kept out, and that's not nice. Well, if you invite people like that in, then it's no longer the same place.
No, I'm not saying that there's no punishment.
Wait. And have it still be heaven.
I don't, you know, heaven gets, the term gets used in lots of different ways. To me, heaven just means what exists after life, if there is such a thing. And I tend to believe that there is. And I tend to believe it's nice. And I tend to believe that we're powerful beings in that space. But I don't know that we all stand around, you know, strumming harps and giving glory to God. I don't think God needs that. He's God. He doesn't need your glory. He can exist. He's fine with his own glory that he gives himself. So that's not where I'm coming from. What I believe hell is I believe hell is the actions, the results of the cumulative actions that you have in your life. You can have heaven or hell, but they exist right here on earth.
Thanks, Paul, for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Hour number two is on the way. You're welcome to comment on the theology discussion or bring up absolutely anything. Still to come here tonight, Homebrew Crackdown. It's happening in Oregon, and Sam has the details. We will share that with you. And, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.